are going to continue the hour with this month's round of Paying It Forward, a monthly interview series made possible by Piedmont Health Services. In this series, we hear from the folks at Piedmont about the importance of community health centers and why they chose a career in community health. Today, we are rejoined by Dr. Katrina Madison-Chalwe, the dental director from Piedmont Health Services. Last time she was here talking about launching Piedmont's mobile health clinic, which is still ongoing. She's also got a great personal story and does a lot of work both inside and outside of Piedmont Health as well. So, Dr. Madison-Chalwe, thank you so much for being back. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
I want to talk about you, but before we do, just carrying forward from our last conversation, tell us about the mobile health unit. Last time we talked, it had just gotten off the ground. How's it doing now?
Yep, mobile health unit is still going strong. We are actually in the process of expanding our fleet. We will be, we will have a medical mobile health unit joining us. Probably around May or June of this year. And so we're really excited about that. We are definitely on the road, in schools, at outreach events on the weekend, and ready to serve our community.
Awesome. And Piedmont Health is has gotten a new CEO, right? So what's exciting about everything going on at Piedmont?
Yes. So Dr. Daniela Colina, she is wonderful and a wonderful addition to our team. Very forthcoming and just ready to jump right on board with us and trailblaze like we always do.
Awesome. Speaking with Dr. Katrina Madison-Chalwe, again, dental director for Piedmont Health Services. PiedmontHealth.org is their website. Tell us about yourself, how you got into dentistry and how you're paying it forward inside and outside of Piedmont.
Very interesting story. And so I started my dental journey. I'll have to start in undergrad. I went to Fayetteville State University on a four-year scholarship. Part of my scholarship was I had to give back to the community, and they wanted me to do it in an area of interest in hopes that it would spark me into my career, which it did. I thought I wanted to be a pediatrician. And the closest thing they had to that was a pediatric dental office at the Cumberland County Health Department with Dr. Sharon Harrell, who was my mentor. She actually still is my mentor. But she introduced me to all of the dental instruments. She introduced me to behavioral techniques and the fascinating career of dentistry. So it was from that office that actually jump-started or propelled me into dentistry. I then went to Meharry Medical College for 4 years, and after that I did a two-year residency right here at UNC Chapel Hill. And from that point forward, I always pay it forward.
That's
whether
awesome.
It would be helping an undergraduate student, helping a dental student, or helping a fellow resident within the hospital. And it's just kind of followed me throughout my life.
And you talk to students a lot now too, right?
Yes. So a part of Piedmont Health Services initiative is to precept students, to give them the in-office experience, to teach them about the patient, doctor relationship, timeliness of the appointment, the honesty that needs to come forth when you are, and the empathy that needs to come forth when you're treating patients. So we give them the actual hands-on experience for about 5 weeks with our dental students. Maybe about a month with our hygiene students. We also service dental assistant students. We also have our own residency program at Piedmont Health Services for our medical residents as well. We've done that since 2013. So we are in the business of paying it forward.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Dr. Katrina Madison-Chalwe, Dental Director for Piedmont Health Services. PiedmontHealth.org is their website, and they're bringing us this conversation, part of the Paying It Forward monthly interview series, focusing on the people at Piedmont. And you've got a great story because you do a ton of work at Piedmont. You also do a ton of work outside of Piedmont as well, right?
In fact, I do. It started with my residency program. I knew that I wanted to continue to give back and not necessarily give it back and get something in return other than the feel-good feeling and the squeeze of the heart. So I started with Baptist Medical Missions and served on their medical unit, their dental unit that they had, which was a mobile unit. Did that for a couple weekends. They would put out an email, I volunteer, go down there and work, and come back. Later in my career, I decided to start going on mission trips, and I have been to Haiti as well as the Dominican Republic. Haiti is in a dire situation right now. For those of you who don't know, I'm going to ask you to go look it up. We should all keep them in prayer. And so I went to Haiti 4 times, and then I have gone to the Dominican Republic 4 times. The next trip is slated for next week. So,
oh, wow.
Yep. Unfortunately, I can't go with them, but because of the way that my career started and all of the things that I learned and the knowledge that I had, I decided that I wanted to start uprooting these clinics. And so we actually pack up all the equipment, take it down into these rural areas, set it all up, provide dental care, and then we break it all down and come home.
And this is now officially a nonprofit called Smiles for Jesus, right?
As a matter of fact, it is. Effective last June, we officially opened our own nonprofit called Smiles for Jesus.
Nice.
You can check us out on Facebook or, you know, Instagram. We have all of those pages.
What is the most gratifying thing about it?
The most gratifying thing about mission work is that you will start treatment on a patient and you might not ever see that patient again, but the amount of gratitude and the tears that you see or the lives that you can change just by sharing and being, you know, the hands and feet, it overwhelms them. It overwhelms me. It's such a gratifying feeling. They bless me much more than I could ever bless them. And I'm going to keep going back.
Do you remember any one particular story from any of those trips?
So lots and lots of stories.
I'm sure, yeah.
Lots and lots of stories. Oh, you picked a hard one. So one of the very first patients I treated was on a book. So I sat her on a chair, and then I stacked books so that she could sit on the chair.
Oh, wow.
And put her head back so that I wouldn't have to bend so far down to reach her. She was a child. She was extremely scared. She needed, she had an infection. She needed a tooth out. She knew me from no man's land. So she immediately had to trust me. I immediately helped her. The hug was so gratifying after that experience. However, she shed not one tear. And even if she was hurting during the procedure, she never let me know it. And she was just so thankful for that procedure being done. Hmm. Things happen differently in countries outside of America, and you don't really know it until you put your foot on the ground. I'll give you an example. In the Dominican Republic right now, if you are going for dental treatment, you have to go get an x-ray, pay for that. Then you go to the dental office, pay for that. Then if you need the procedure, you pay for that as well. So it's a 3-step process, and it might be in 3 different offices, as opposed to here in America, we go in one office, get it all wrapped up in one, and then go home. So a very gratifying experience every single time, and every single time is different.
Every
story is different.
What's your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal is just to continue to be the hands and feet and serve, to continue to make my mark, necessarily not by name, but just by knowing that I was spreading love.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Speaking again with Dr. Katrina Madison-Shalwi, Dental Director from Piedmont Health Services, organizer of the Smiles for Jesus nonprofit, which we've been talking about. Got to wrap up, but as we do logistics, first of all, PiedmontHealth.org is for Piedmont Health Services.
Yes.
How can folks reach Smiles for Jesus?
So you can actually contact us at Smiles for Jesus on Facebook. You can also visit CrosslinkCares.org to check out our mission trips tab. As well as Facebook would probably be the best way, because we have all of our links and everything listed there for donation and anything like that. Of course, you can always reach me at Piedmont, too. And I'll be happy to talk both things, Piedmont Health Services and nonprofit.
And if people want to request the mobile health unit for an event, how can they do that?
Yes. So you can do that by PiedmontHealth.org, also at 919-933-8494 as well. And we also have an email address, which you can find on our website, PiedmontHealth.org.
And again, go to PiedmontHealth.org for more on all of that. Find Smiles for Jesus on Facebook. Dr. Madison-Shalwi, thank you so much for being back and for all you do.
Thank you so much for allowing me to share in this Pay It Forward series.